sunshine and rain and prosperity. Love and mercy bestowed upon me among every man. For hasn't the scripture said, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?
Yes.
Showered our pathway with wonderful things that we can enjoy.
Bless the Lord.
And in spite of all this, when prosperity comes, there seems to be a feeling that people just don't need God.
Yes, that's right.
That people just don't need Him. And it is with that thought in mind we approach the scripture tonight. It's not the great big things that confound us. It's not the complicated things in life that will cause us injury. It's the little small things. It's the simple things. It's the easy things for us to get a hold of. The Lord wants us to get a hold of some easy things He's got out for us.
Yes.
He isn't a difficult God at all.
No.
He isn't a hard God.
No.
Unless you get on the wrong side of
Him.
If you get on the opposite side of Him, He just isn't there. And He can't help you over there. You see, the difficulty with individuals is that they get on the wrong side and they get out of the help and power of God, and they won't refuse to call upon His name. They refuse to ask Him for mercy and help. They just have to suffer the consequences.
Amen.
Because God is so good, He won't even impose Himself on you.
Not God.
He's so great and so wonderful, He won't impose Himself on anyone.
No.
If a person has no desire for God, He won't touch you whatsoever. He just needs to go just the way you want it. Isn't that marvelous of God?
Yes, bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Isn't He showing His greatness and His power? He doesn't. It doesn't make any difference to Him. If you want to go your way, He'll just let you go your way.
Yeah.
He'll flash warnings before you. Let you know that He's so kind. He'll let you know which way you're traveling and what you're doing. And perhaps some saint is praying for us and for you. And then He'll even recognize that saint's prayer. Give warning here and there along the pathway of life. I'd like for us to consider just for a little while a passage of Scripture found in the book of Isaiah, 28th chapter. I'd like to read the 15th verse.
What chapter is it?
28. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of His people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Yeah.
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, and there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. As we think of Isaiah, that mighty prophet before God, Isaiah had been speaking to the children of Israel. And he had been talking to them that if they didn't obey the word of the Lord, if they didn't obey his commandments, that they would fall, that they would suffer great consequences. That the Lord couldn't help them in their situation if they wouldn't obey. And as he was speaking to them, he also tried to hold out before them a time and a day that would be wonderful. A day especially like the day and the opportunity that we have now through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, in that day, he was holding out a wonderful blessing to the people of God if they would obey.
Amen.
And dear ones, this evening as we are here gathered together, we would like for you to consider this thought that God is still holding out a blessing for those that will obey Him.
Amen.
For those that will follow, for those that will call upon His name, for those that will turn His way and walk the straight and narrow way. Now, sometime the enemy, no doubt, has said to you that the straight and narrow way is a difficult way, is a hard way. But, dear ones, it is not so. The straight and narrow way is a simple way.
Yeah.
It's a true way. It's a just way. And it's a way that you can walk with Jesus on it. There is plenty of power to take you through everything, every situation in life. Keep your soul happy and keep your soul fed on God's graces and His mercies and His peace. And this is a wonderful way.
Amen.
And I thank God that the Holy Spirit revealed this to Isaiah, that in that day that we would have such a wonderful time and could have such a wonderful time through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so consequently he said that the Lord comes to us line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept. The people even complain. They complain to this fact that here Isaiah is telling us in such simple words. He's telling us in such simple lines what is going to happen and how and what situation that we're in. And he's prophesying, he's just laying it out so plain, just like as if we were children. He's laying it out just so plain for us. And they say, Isaiah, don't you think we've got some intelligence? Don't you think that we're just a little bit brighter than children? Don't you think that we can understand some things for ourselves? Now, it may be true. Every word may be true, dear ones. But, dear ones, as we look at this situation tonight, and as Isaiah said here, he said, for precept must be upon precept.
Yeah, yeah.
Line upon line. Line upon line. So simple that everyone can understand.
Yeah.
He said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature. And He asked us to go out and deliver this gospel to every soul. He wants everyone to understand the simple, straightforward gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
And so as we come to this point here, we come to this and says, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Now listen, they wouldn't hear, even though it is simple so they could understand him. It was so clear and plain, it was beyond the shadow of a doubt. There was nothing difficult about it. And yet, there is a purpose in the plainness. And I want to tell you that purpose tonight. I want to tell you just exactly what the purpose is of that plainness. And we find that he says here in the 13th verse, he says, but the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken.
Bless the Lord.
Now, dear ones, this afternoon, if there's anything that will trip you up in the judgment, it won't be some complicated thing. It won't be some difficult thing. It won't be some hard thing. It will be the simple story of Jesus.
Yeah.
The simple teaching. Come unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anything that's more simple than that. I don't know that there's anything more simple than to walk the narrow way. Jesus said there's two ways, simplicity in itself. One is the narrow way and the other is the broad way. Now, dear ones, if you're found on the broad way, it's just the simplicity that you're there. When you come to the judgment bar of God and maybe have failed, have taken the wrong road because you desire to. Remember this, dear one. It's been the precept upon precept, that line upon line. The Lord has revealed His plan to you. He's revealed salvation to each one of us. He's made it so plain that we can understand it. There's no difficulty about it. And when folks turn this down, they have to turn it down against their better judgment.
Yes.
Even God has given us a wonderful judgment. He's given you an intellect. He's given you a mind in which to reason and to think. He's given you a mind that's far above all creatures, far above the beasts of the earth.
Yeah.
You can reason out things, and you can reason the way that you can go, and the things that you want to do, you can reason all those things out. It doesn't have to be complicated at all when it comes to God and His salvation for us. It doesn't have to be complicated one bit. But over there, we find in Luke, in the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, there we find the through the 24th, we want to just read just a little bit here. There says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Yes.
Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, even Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now, dear ones, I believe I'll just stop there with that. But here we find that Jesus said that he's hid the gospel from the intellectual, from the one that takes the complicated way, from the one that feels like he's got to have a great big education in order to receive God's mercies and his help, in order to find a way through. Someone said to me, he said, I cannot understand the Bible. I cannot understand the Bible, and I read and I just don't get anything out of it. The simplest way, dear ones, to understand God's Word is to accept His Savior. When you accept His Savior, it all becomes simple and plain. It falls into line. And the Lord teaches you as you go along. Oh, dear ones, I heard years ago about a little boy called Sammy Morris. Come from Africa, over there, ignorant, didn't know anything. In the heathen way, God brought him out, His Holy Spirit brought him out from Africa, brought him to America. And yet we find that Jesus came into that life, and there we find that He led many to Christ because of the simple story of Jesus. Oh, dear ones, listen. It takes the simplicity of the gospel.
Amen.
It takes the simple things, dear one. Now, if we don't accept the simple things, we find that Isaiah says back there, he says that we're to be taken and broken and snared by the simple things. The simple word of God, the simple truth that we can understand, the simple things that we know. It's not complicated at all. Whatsoever.
That's right.
The Lord.
You ain't very man no foolish, you're not arrogant.
Now Jesus said, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent.
Yeah.
I thank thee, Father, you hid it from the lawyers, from the doctors, from the physicians. I thank you, Lord, that you've hid it from a political sphere that's over us. You've hid it from them, and you've brought it down to the common man.
Yes.
The common man loved to hear Jesus.
Yes.
The common man loved to hear Jesus and loved those gracious words from his heart that came out to them. He still has that aching heart this evening. And dear ones, he wants us to accept the simple, straightforward gospel.
Amen.
Now, dear ones, listen to me. You know, it's easy for us, even after we've heard the gospel so much, to get gospel hardened.
Yes.
We can say to ourselves, I've heard that story over and over and over again. And dear ones, I have too.
Yes.
I have heard this story ever since I was a young lad. And there, when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I've heard that story. But I thank God He's kept it fresh in my heart.
Amen.
He's kept it fresh in my soul. And He's kept it vitally alive. That it means something just as much today and more than it did in that day back there. Many is the road that I've traveled over. Many is the places that I've gone. And I've taken my Lord with me through them.
Amen.
And dear ones, I'm so thankful tonight that I have.
Amen.
I can still appreciate the gospel. His wonderful words of life, and they still are just that to me.
Amen.
Oh, dear ones, that is what we need today. We need to have that vital infilling that would keep this story alive and fresh and open in our hearts to where that we can rejoice in the truth forevermore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is just exactly what heaven will be like. And oh, I tell you, the sadness and sorrow that is on the other side. Here we find that the prophet says that these simple things, he's given out these simple things, and that's the Lord's way of line upon line, precept upon precept, that they might be snared and taken in the simple things.
So,
the very simple things. It's not something great that's going to trip you up, dear one.
No.
It's something that's very simple and right next to your heart.
Yeah.
Something that you know about, something that you can understand, something that is right at hand. Something that you can lay a hold of just almost any time that you choose. There's a time when you won't be able to choose. There's a time when opportunity will have gone. We find that there's a man in Ecclesiastes, the preacher would say, the time and a chance happened to them all. And dear ones, these opportunities have come our way.
Yeah.
Some have had more opportunities than others, for which I thank God, because many would be lost had they not had the opportunities that they had.
Yeah.
But I thank God for that. Now, dear ones, I'd like to turn over to 2 Corinthians. And there in the first chapter of, our first, yes, 2 Corinthians 1 and 12. We want to call your attention to this passage of Scripture here. Because here is something that Paul states. He says, now this I say, that every one of you say, I'm Paul. I believe I have first. I should have had the second. Turned over to the second book of Corinthians. I'll have it here in just a minute. Yes, bless the Lord. For our rejoicing is in this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you word.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God it's not through fleshly wisdom, dear ones, that we have this. It's not through some intellectual means that we have received it. It's not through knowledge that's broad beyond our scope of comprehension. It's not that. Dear ones, it's in the simplicity of the gospel, in the sincerity of our souls, and in the honesty of a life and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and walking before Him daily. With that, we find that Paul says, that's the way that I walk before you. That's the way that I live before you, in simplicity. Now, dear ones, that's the way he wants us to live. That's the way he wants us to walk. Not in fleshly wisdom, and not in complicated things or complicated ways, and so on. Someone said, well, the Bible is complicated to me. It shouldn't be if you take the first step first.
Yeah.
But so many people like to come with the Bible kind of backwards. They like to have everything that is within it, and yet not take the first line upon line, and precept upon precept, and the simple teachings of God's Word. You take the simple things first and obey that, dear ones, and all these things will fall right in line.
Amen.
It's just simply what Jesus said. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you come to God, if you come to the Word with an unfettered mind, with a clear mind and a clear heart before God, dear ones, I tell you, He's more willing to give peace and joy and righteousness to people than people are to receive.
Yes.
Now I want to turn over to 2 Corinthians 11th chapter and the 3rd verse. Here, it happened to some people over here. Yes, listen. But I fear lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Yes.
Here comes somebody along with a difficult and a complicated teaching, and so on. It says, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, and so on. And we'll twist the Scripture just a little bit this way, or we'll turn it just a little bit this way. That isn't the way it's said.
No,
not that simple way. Well, it's got to be discerned just a little bit for you to understand it, and so on. And the first thing you know, they've got you wrapped around their thumb to where you don't know where you're at.
That's right.
That's right.
Help, O Lord.
And that's what Jesus, the Holy Spirit, spoke through Isaiah. He said, line upon line, precept upon precept. It's not the complicated that's going to get you. It's the simple things that are going to destroy your soul.
Yeah.
And if somebody has come along and wrapped you up with a bunch of things and so on, a bunch of teachings and a bunch of doctrines and so on, and a bunch of false concepts, dear ones, remember this. That Isaiah says it's line upon line and precept upon precept. You follow Jesus first and obey Him, dear ones, and I'll tell you, it'll be all straightened out for you.
Yeah, amen.
Great. You won't have any trouble in that way at all. Oh, dear ones, I tell you, God's Word comes by illumination in the heart.
Yes.
That's right. It comes by illumination in the heart. And as you keep walking on that straight and narrow way, dear ones, this is what happens. You receive light as you walk.
Yes, amen.
And as you walk that, it gets brighter and brighter as the day goes.
Amen.
It gets brighter and brighter as it goes along. And there's nothing complicated about it whatsoever. It's just that simple trust, that simple walk with Jesus, that simple believing in Him with all your heart and your soul, and simply opening up your heart to Him and letting Him guide you. And the Holy Spirit will guide you, only you just have to let Him have His way.
Amen.
But you know what the enemy does? The enemy turns you off on the track. First thing, he puts a little seed of pride in there, and so on. And you're just a little bit too proud to be taught.
Yeah.
You're just a little bit too proud and so on. And the first thing happens is it comes in the manners. Yeah. Yes, in the manners. The first thing it comes, we can detect it just a little bit by a little bit, and it coming. And the enemy is aware. He doesn't just dump it in all at one time. He just gives you just a little bit. Just a little bit of pride. Just a little bit of jealousy.
Yeah.
It's just a smattering of I don't like. Just a smattering, just a little bit. That's the way the enemy comes along and he begins to weave a little bit of web around you.
Yeah.
And then first thing you know why, he brings a little covetousness on the side, you know, when he just slips just in a little bit, not very much. Just a little bit. Well, you're not even aware of it. I'm telling you the way that the enemy works.
Yes.
And then he comes around and he just weaves this web so gently and like that. Yes. And you say, well, I'm free. I can just leave anytime I want to. And so on. But you know, the first thing that happens, you know what happens. The first thing, you've just got so many of these little things around you. It's the little things that you're snared and broken and taken.
Yes, that's so.
I can just see that fly over a cobweb. You know, I'm free, I got wings and so on. Just look, I can just touch this. Why? See that old fellow creature down there, that dark bull? He hasn't got what I got. I've got wings, I can fly. Oh, just look. And so on. I just wonder what that fellow's doing down there. He's kind of looking, you know, he isn't doing very much. He just is sitting there. I just kind of wonder what it, and so on, you know, and he just gets a little bit closer and a little bit closer. And the first thing you know, he got his foot in it, so he's getting jerked with a foot, and then the wing got over here, and then the wing got over there. He's broken and snared and taken, and just a little simple thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Has pride got you? Just a little thing.
Yeah.
Just a little thing.
Not many wise for pride. Don't want many truth. I thank you, Lord, that I give these things from the wise and truth. Leave me with a bunch of babies.
Yes.
Here is a people, Paul said, I fear that you've lost the simplicity. You've lost the simple things. You've lost the true teaching of God's Word. You've lost that thing that you need in your heart and soul.
Yes.
Oh, dear ones, when we lose out the simple things of the gospel, and we lose out that vile touch, And we let ourselves be snared and taken by the enemy. The ways, there's a way that seemeth right unto man. There's a way that seemeth right unto man. But the ways thereof are the end.
The end thereof are the ways of death.
That's right, didn't we?
Yeah.
The end thereof are the ways of death. That's right. You see, you just simply divert just a little bit. Not very much. Just a little bit. You just simply just follow. And so on.
Well, this is all right. This is all right. There's nothing wrong with it. And so on. You see? You feel like that? And the first thing you know,
then someday you wake up. Oh, that's a high hill up there.
How did I ever get
down?
How did I get away from that? That isn't what my mother taught me. That isn't what the truth of the Bible that I've known for years. That isn't what I believe in. My, how did I ever get away from that?
Dear ones, listen. You know, I'd like to turn over here to Luke, the 6th chapter, the 46th verse. Jesus speaking. Dear ones, it is important for us to recognize this afternoon or this evening that the Lord Jesus Christ has the right to speak to our soul. He says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?"
Isn't that simple? Isn't it simple? There's nothing complicated about that whatsoever. It's not complicated. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?